UNICEF is just one part of what is likely to be the costliest and most complicated relief effort ever. A top UN official said donor nations have pledged $220 million so far for tsunami relief throughout the region. And the Bush administration, under pressure to do more, said it is taking its aid to a new level. It's sending military assets and trying to better coordinate with other donors. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has that part of the story.
The Director of Operations for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Lieutenant General James Conway, says the U.S. is sending ships, helicopters, and a Marine Expeditionary Unit to take up positions off the coast of Sumatra and in the Bay of Bengal. His long list of military assets to be sent to the region included half a dozen specialized ships from Guam and Diego Garcia.
Each ship can produce 90,000 gallons of fresh water a day, and of course that'll be extremely valuable as we have a number of requests already for fresh water supply.
President Bush, who spoke for the first time today since the disaster struck, drew attention to the Pentagon's actions and described his administration's $35 million aid pledge as an initial response. He took issue with a UN official who said wealthy nations tend to be stingy when it comes to foreign aid.
It takes money, by the way, to move a expeditionary force into the region. In other words, we're diverting assets, which is part of our overall aid package. We'll continue to provide assets, plus the American people will be very generous themselves.
Asked about Germany's suggestion that wealthy nations offer debt relief to hard-hit countries from Indonesia to Somalia, Mr. Bush said he'd consider it, but is focusing now on the short-term needs.
We're still at the stage of immediate help. But slowly but surely, the size of the problem will become known, particularly when it comes to rebuilding infrastructure and community to help these affected parts of the world get back up on their feet.
The president put a top State Department official, Mark Grossman, in charge of coordinating U.S. government aid and working with Japan, Australia, and India. Grossman says he's been contacting ambassadors from those countries to make arrangements.
This core group of the three countries plus us, we're in a position geographically with capabilities to do something quickly to coordinate efforts that are on the ground. We hope this core group will grow.
And UN officials hope this core group will coordinate with the United Nations and the many aid agencies working throughout the vast Indian Ocean region. Carol Bellamy of UNICEF says donors have been trying to avoid past mistakes and avoid overlap, but she says nothing's perfect. She says aid agencies like hers have rarely seen a disaster this widespread.
So many countries, so many different locations. The 200 islands of the Maldives, the size of three times the country of Sri Lanka. So from a logistics point of view, from the absolute destruction, from the number of people affected, this may be the largest catastrophe, at least that I've had experience with.
And each country has unique circumstances. Bellamy says India has been well organized with its relief efforts, while Sri Lanka is confronting unforeseen troubles related to its long civil war.
For example, the rush of water has unearthed many of the landmines that used to be at least identified, but now they're in different locations. So this is a separate and totally different challenge for everyone. And there are still parts of islands that nobody has reached at this point, and parts of the most rural areas that nobody's reached.
Bellamy says she's worried that many people in the most remote areas could become quickly frustrated as they wait for aid to arrive. Security could become a problem, she says, adding to a long list of challenges for donor countries and aid agencies. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.